Welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today we concentrate on the Reds' next opponents, top of the table, Arsenal, who come to Old Trafford. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV. Welcome to Adam Marshall from the club's website. Been a busy week in and around Old Trafford, European trip, and now arguably biggest game of the season to date.
It has, hasn't it, Stuart? But then it's a break again, unfortunately, with the internationals, which sort of always disrupt the rhythm a little bit. It's a massive game, isn't it, at the weekend, sort of game you want before a break, but the one that you're tempered a little bit by the fact that if we don't get the right result, it's a long time to stew on it afterwards, isn't it?
Over the last few years, or more than the last few years, this has always been billed as Fergie against Wenger. It's going to be strange, isn't it, that Wenger's still there, Sir Alex isn't, but that was a great rivalry for all those years.
Let's hope it starts a new one with David Moyes. I'm not sure how long Arsene's going to stay at Arsenal. No. It looks like he might extend his contract after all, despite all the talk of him possibly leaving, wasn't there, at the end of this present one. So, yeah, I'm not sure he's got the best of records against Arsenal before in the past, certainly away from home, but he's got a new chance, a new chapter here at United, hasn't he? And this is a really big game. I know the manager says, doesn't he, that every game seems to be a big one, but this one really is. We can't really afford to drop any more points on Arsenal. We can't go 11 points behind. It's a game we've got to win, really.
For a while, this was always the game, wasn't it? There was red cards and tunnel bust-ups and pizzas flying and all the rest of it. But that kind of went away in recent years because Arsenal weren't really genuine contenders. It's going to change this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they are genuine contenders this time, aren't they? The result in midweek against Dortmund just shows that they are the real deal, aren't they? To go to a place like that and win away from home was fantastic for them. And it's not just the attacking play. They seem to be defending really well as well at the moment. So I think Arsenal are there to stay this season. They're going to be up there. They're going to be in the top four for certain, aren't they? And it looks like they're genuine contenders for the league. I think everyone else in the league will perhaps be hoping that United do win on Sunday, just to keep Arsenal pegged back a little bit. They're already 5 points clear, and I don't think anyone else wants them going further ahead at the top.
And 8 points clear of United, and still early days, but if they went 11 points clear, that's a hell of a gap already, isn't it? Even though we're only in November.
I think so. I mean, this is a home game as well, isn't it? When you think if we were away to Arsenal, you'd say that, you know, maybe it would be even more difficult to win. But we're at home. These are the sort of games we've got to win. If we are going to retain the title, we've got to beat the teams in and around us at the top, and when we hopefully do get back up towards the top. So this is crucial, isn't it? We all appreciate that, and I'm sure the players know that as well.
Piers Morgan joined MUTV this week for a little debate with Paddy Crone and David May, but he's been critical of Arsene Wenger over the years. He even said if he wins nothing this year, maybe they should bring in someone like Jurgen Klopp. Is that fair? I mean, can you imagine a manager here going 8 seasons without winning anything?
I can understand. I mean, all fans get frustrated. I think Piers does tend to change like the wind. I think if you see some of his tweets that, you know, 1 minute they're up and 1 minute they're down, and Arsenal fans do seem to be like that in general when you sort of see what they're saying on Twitter. 1 minute they're the best team the world's ever seen, the next minute it's the same old issues for them. So I think 8 years without a trophy is a long time, and obviously they're out the League Cup, aren't they, already? So we'll have to wait and see how they go in the league. But they're doing the business at the moment, and I think from a United perspective, I was actually pleased that they won in midweek in Europe. I think it's important they stay in the Champions League as a distraction. I don't think they're going to win it, if I'm honest. The Champions League is the most difficult of all the trophies, isn't it, to win? So
good win there, wasn't it? Good
win. Oh, it's brilliant to win there, having been beaten at home as well. So, but I want them in it, and I want City in it, you know, because yeah. I think otherwise, yeah, without that distraction, I think, you know, that it does become a bit easier in the league after Christmas.
8 games unbeaten, United. Is it just signs now, a bit more consistency? Certainly not letting many goals in.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, disappointed with the first half, perhaps, against Sostek, we didn't really seem to get going, although typical of a European tie away from home, where the two teams suss each other out a little bit, don't they, for the opening 45 minutes or so. Being realistic, we should have won. We missed a penalty, we missed a couple of really good chances, hit the woodwork, didn't we? So you'd expect us to win against a team like Sostad. I wasn't overly impressed with over the two games. It didn't cause us too many problems. But that said, we're still in a strong position in that. And I think now maybe there's always been this little bit of focus on the Arsenal game. This was also always going to be the biggest game of the week.
What would you do about team selection this weekend? Because we saw Van Persie didn't start in midweek. Clearly, you know, he'll start on Sunday. Adnan wasn't in the squad in midweek. Do you throw that young lad in for a game of this magnitude?
It'll be interesting, won't it? I think it depends on injuries a lot, doesn't it, as well? Obviously, we've got players who... Michael Carrick, for me, is key that we have him back. You know, he didn't play. We've got others like Raphael who are doubts, Johnny Evans. So I think a lot depends on who's actually fit for the game. At the moment, we don't know that. We might not even know that until kick-off. So I think there's been a lot of talk of whether Wayne and Robin can play in the same team in a game like this, where they're going to sort of have a lot of midfield play, and whether you can afford to have those two strikers. But I think you have to play both of them, don't you? You know, it'd be perhaps foolish not to have your two best strikers playing in a game like this.
And Ozil on the other side as well, it'll be interesting to see him. He's made a difference, isn't he?
Speaking to an Arsenal fan earlier in the week, and he was saying that he's not been on his game the last couple of matches. I think he picked up a knock for Germany and sort of may have come off injured in one of their games, and maybe that's sort of hampering him a little bit. But he's a £50 million player. He's bound to be a major threat, isn't he? And Ramsey's the one who's getting all the goals and all the glory. Just hope we can sort of keep him quiet and not let him burst into the box.
All right, well, let's hear now from Rio Ferdinand and Phil Jones, who started by discussing United's draw against Sociedad in midweek.
Yeah, I think it was a solid team performance. I think we didn't give them many chances, and we created a couple of chances, and we should have had a couple of goals, really. But I think in Europe, if you get a clean sheet, I think you're kind of satisfied with that. And the position that we're in the league table in the Champions League, I think it's satisfying, really.
Thought we played some really good stuff. We kept the ball really well and impressed them when we didn't have the ball. But it was just unfortunate that we couldn't find the goal that we needed. But it's still a good point, and we're still in a strong position in the Champions League.
Any other teams really stood out for you apart from this group at the moment?
I think Atletico Madrid have looked really strong. They won 4-0 again, I think, last night. So I think they're looking good. They've got Diego Costa and David Villa up front, which look two top players. Before this week's result, PSG looked a real threat to go far in the competition, further than last time. But you've got the obvious contenders, like you've got the Bayerns and the Barcelonas and the Real Madrids look really strong too, so we'll have to wait and see.
And as you said, of course, this weekend it is Arsenal. And as a player, those must be the games that you want to play in.
Yeah, definitely. Those are the fixtures you're always looking out for when the fixtures get announced at the start of the season. And, you know, with Arsenal being on form at the moment, you know, they're probably the team to beat. So, you know, it'll be a difficult game, but hopefully we can get the 3 points.
I think momentum and confidence is key within any squad. And I think at the moment we're starting to build that. I think when you look back after 10, 15 games unbeaten runs, then you can start saying we're at a good place and we're going to mount a good challenge. I think now we're trying to work towards that, and hopefully this week we can continue that with the game against Arsenal.
Well, that's all for now. Thank you very much to Adam Marshall from ManUnited.com. But don't forget, you can keep up to date with the champions on ManUnited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. We'll see you again next week.